As I grew older and my dependence on him waned, my confidence in God grew with the eventual complete transfer of my faith to God, as it should be. I found myself still motivated not by the law and a fear of hell, but by the face of both my Father and my Heavenly Father. Today, I have a double-lighted path. Parent, above all, you must cultivate this kind of a relationship with your child. It is a painful thing to sin against your best buddy. If you can maintain this kind of bond with your children, you will never have a problem child. Deb and I raised 5 children, with none of them ever rebelling against our authority. Seeing God in Daddy and Mama. When a child is young, his parents are the only God he knows. As he awakens to divine realities, it is through his earthly father that he understands his heavenly father. Fathers, and mothers also, you are the window through which your young child understands God. A child learns the character of God by observing it in his parents. Parents don't have to be perfect. Just be a balanced representation of God's personality. Everything that God is in character and government, parents should display within the limits of their humanity. Parents need not be all-powerful, just the child's source of strength. They don't have to be all-wise, just wise enough to guide the child and warrant admiration. Parents are not required to be sinless, just demonstrate a commitment to goodness. As a child sees his parents' humble dependence on and love for God, and because he loves and respects them, he will love and honor the one his parents love. As the child relates to the figurehead of parental authority, in like manner, he will later be pronged to relate to God. If parents allow their commands to be treated lightly, the child will take the commandments of God lightly also. Children raised by fathers who are cautious and uncertain, slow to assume command, will grow up with no fear of God and no respect of his commandments. On the other extreme, children with cruel fathers usually mature with a foreboding of their heavenly father, whereas those disciplined to lovingly obey their earthly fathers are more ready to obey their heavenly father. You can retie the strings. If you sense that the strings of fellowship have been cut, you will want to tie new ones. Here are just a few suggestions on tying strings. First and foremost, look at your children with pleasure and smile at them. Bathe them in facial expressions of pleasure and satisfaction. Enjoy their company and demonstrate it by inviting them to go with you when the only reason is a desire to have them with you. For the very young, look at pictures or read a book together. Sit on the floor and play, tumble and roll, laugh, tickle. Take them on outings of adventure, excitement, and danger. Take a 10-minute trip to the treehouse to see their creations. Let them lead you out to the yard to show off their latest stunts. Make a kite or build a birdhouse together. Mother, teach your children to do everything that must be done in the house. Make it a fun experience. Don't use the very young as slave labor or they will experience burnout. Let them bake cookies at 2 years of age. When you are sewing, let the young ones sit on the floor and cut out doll clothes. When you are painting, let them make a few swipes. Fathers, involve your sons in the manly role of protector and provider. If they can walk, they can carry in groceries or bring in firewood. Brag on their achievements. The idea is for them to feel that they are very special to you, and for them to know that you find great satisfaction and delight in sharing with them. If you order your life so your children feel needed, they will desire to walk in harmony with you.